Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Fix Your Bad Credit in 27 Days or Less by Mr. P. C is a short-form self-help and personal finance ebook focused on credit repair. Based on the available listing information, the book presents a practical do-it-yourself approach to improving bad credit rather than relying on a credit repair company. Its tone appears intentionally direct and accessible, with an emphasis on basic but effective actions that many readers may overlook because they seem too simple. The title promises speed, but the more realistic value of the book is in giving readers a structured way to understand how credit problems can be addressed through consistent follow-through. In the broader credit repair genre, it fits among books that stress dispute activity, account management, and disciplined habits as the foundation of rebuilding credit history. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why basic credit habits matter more than complicated repair tactics. A central idea suggested by the book is that fixing bad credit does not require exotic strategies. The listing explicitly notes that some of the advice may seem too basic, which implies the book tries to correct a common misconception that credit repair must involve advanced tricks or professional intervention. In practice, many credit problems are improved through the fundamentals of payment discipline, careful review of reports, and prompt action on negative items. This approach matters because bad credit is often sustained by repeated small failures rather than one dramatic event. By framing the solution around basic habits, the book seems to argue that readers should focus on what is controllable instead of chasing shortcuts. That makes the material especially relevant for people who have already tried to find quick fixes and need a simpler framework. The strength of this angle is its realism. The most effective credit repair work usually begins with ordinary behaviors that are easy to understand but hard to maintain consistently. Secondly, a self-directed alternative to paying credit repair companies. The book appears to position itself as a do-it-yourself guide that can substitute for commercial credit repair services. The available snippet suggests that a repair company may be doing essentially the same work, only at a slower pace or with less direct control from the consumer. That framing is important because it changes the reader's role from passive client to active participant. Instead of outsourcing the process, the book seems to encourage individuals to manage disputes and follow-ups themselves. This can be valuable for readers who want to avoid monthly fees and gain a better understanding of how the system works. It also highlights a practical limitation of third-party help companies may handle many cases at once, while an individual can stay focused on one file and respond more quickly. The underlying logic is that personal attention, not just professional branding, can matter in credit repair. The book likely appeals to readers who want autonomy and are willing to take responsibility for the process rather than depending on a service provider. Thirdly, using structure and follow-through to avoid making credit worse. Another likely emphasis of the book is the need for discipline once the repair process begins. The search results summary notes that a reader must be diligent, follow through, and even write out a plan of what to do and in what order. That practical advice is crucial because credit repair can backfire when handled inconsistently. Missed deadlines, incomplete disputes, or disorganized record keeping can waste time and prolong negative items on a report. By stressing order and persistence, the book seems to treat credit repair as an administrative process that rewards careful execution. This is an important distinction from more inspirational personal finance books because the outcome here depends on paperwork, timing, and repeated attention. A structured plan also helps readers avoid emotional reactions, such as sending disputes impulsively or failing to keep copies of correspondence. In that sense, the book likely teaches that fixing credit is less about urgency alone and more about discipline management over a short but intense period. Fourthly, the book's fast timeline promise versus the realities of credit repair. The title promises results in 27 days or less, which gives the book a strong time-bound identity. However, any realistic reading of the subject should recognize that credit repair is governed by reporting cycles, creditor responses, and bureau investigations, all of which can limit how much can be accomplished within a month. The value of the title is therefore partly motivational and partly strategic. It signals that readers should act quickly rather than delay. In credit repair, speed matters because outdated negative information may be challenged sooner and errors can sometimes be removed faster when disputed promptly. Still, the title should be read as an aggressive organizing promise rather than a guarantee of complete transformation. That makes the book interesting within its genre because it uses a compressed timeline to force action and discipline. Readers should see the time frame as a challenge to begin the process immediately, not as a literal measure of how long every credit issue will take to resolve. Lastly, what the book adds to the wider credit repair genre. In a crowded personal finance category, this book seems to stand out by combining simplicity, speed, and independence. Many credit repair resources focus either on technical legal rights or on broad financial education. but this title appears to narrow the focus to actionable steps a consumer can use right away. The likely advantage is accessibility readers who feel intimidated by credit bureaus. Collection accounts or dispute language may prefer a short guide that reduces the process to manageable actions. At the same time, the book's strength may also be its limitation, because a highly simplified approach may not fully address complex cases involving bankruptcies, identity theft, or deeply layered derogatory items. Even so, for readers with straightforward disputes or poor credit caused by preventable mistakes, the book offers a clear starting point. Its place in the genre is that of a pragmatic entry-level guide that emphasizes direct action over theory, making it useful for people who want to begin immediately and learn by doing. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a concise, hands-on introduction to repairing bad credit without hiring a credit repair company. It should appeal most to people who need a simple action plan, are overwhelmed by financial jargon, or want to understand the basic steps involved in disputing and correcting credit problems on their own. Its practical benefit lies in its likely emphasis on fundamentals, planning, and consistency rather than complex financial theory. That makes it useful as a starter guide for consumers who need a clear entry point into credit repair. Compared with similar books in the personal finance category, it stands out mainly because of its narrow promise and do-it-yourself framing. Instead of presenting credit repair as a long educational journey, it suggests a short, focused campaign built around immediate action. Readers looking for a realistic, accessible guide to basic credit cleanup may find that clarity more useful than broader books that cover many financial topics at once. It is less about sophistication and more about helping readers begin the repair process with discipline and urgency. If you would like to support Mr. C, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.